Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hello, Vinny. How are you?
I'm good. So is everything correct in your world?
Everything is great in my world.
Now, well, I was kind of pointing at Survivor. Is there more?
No, everything's, you know, like I had an amazing day yesterday.
Oh, good.
This whole week, I'm telling you, I think just saying that this was going to be the best freaking week ever has made it the best week ever. Like the weather is incredible.
The weather is incredible.
I'm getting so much work done. I don't want to say it's because my brother and sister-in-law are in Mexico, but Jesus. Like, the pressure's off, man. I'm, like, puttering around my garden, walking back and forth to the garden center. Or I get my crap, and I bring it home. And
you're not entertaining.
You know, I guess maybe it's also that the pressure's, like, our little online shop is closed. You know, there's just no pressure. It's freaking great. Yesterday, I hadn't sewn for so long. Brynn goes, hey, will you make me a lanyard for the stylus that I use with my...
Oh, I need a lanyard, too.
I'll give him one of the lanyards.
Here, one of these.
But I need to attach my my card for this building.
Yeah, you got it. So do you want a wrist one? Or I made them two wrist ones and two neck ones. And I said, pick what you want and give the rest away.
I'll take a neck one.
All right.
She made a few different versions of it. So,
now you got to decide, Bryn, which one you
how
want.
How does it attach, though? Yeah. I need a little plastic thingadera.
Oh, you need the actual thing to insert it in?
She has these rings.
Yeah, I'll put a little.
All right,
I'll
sort it out after we're done. But yeah, I've been.
Oh look! Look! Everyone's bringing Vinny gifts.
Oh my God!
Oh, that's perfect right there. The retractable thing.
Here you go.
But does it? Oh, that's the thingy. That's the thingadera. That.
There you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
So my it stopped working in my wallet, and so I had to remove.
Really?
My card. I had to remove it from the wallet, and now it's been this thing.
Then you know what? You don't even need a lanyard. Vaughn just gave you, all you have to do is click that on. I have that on my belt buckle, that exact thing, and it just pulls out and lets go. You don't need the lanyard.
I'm going to tab the lanyard, though.
But you don't need it. You just click that on your belt buckle.
Right. I'm
and then you don't have like a long thing flopping around you.
Yeah, I'll have the long thing flopping
great,
around me.
Great. Fantastic.
You made that, right?
I did make that.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Did you make this?
I did not make that.
All right, I'll go with that.
That's just one of those little click-on. It has like a spool in it that retracts, and
I feel like clipping it to my belt.
You're so sweet. That's a very sweet thing. Like it's so much easier to just use the thing that Vaughn just gave you, and you're not doing it. And that means the world to me. Dumb thing.
I can't.
Dumb thing. I'm so into it.
That's not gonna work.
Yeah, that's like a bracelet.
Yeah, it won't work. I got to use the necklace.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
You can choose between the orange one or.
Well, you choose. They were made for you.
She knocked these out. I mean. I like them all, so you can choose.
Go on.
Vinny, right. If you'd like, I'll make you one that matches your handbag, your briefcase.
Your purse.
Your purse. Your purse.
One step forward.
Three steps back.
Every time.
I'll make you one out of...
It's fine. Either one of those is fine.
Okay.
He just needs to choose his, and I'll choose the other. That's all.
You're so
easy.
Sweet.
Anyway,
why do I have to ruin everything?
Yeah, I had a good day yesterday, too, so
I saw you and your wife put up pictures of the kitchen. Actually, she managed to put an old picture before.
I did that before I even left here.
I didn't see that.
Oh, didn't I?
No, yeah,
the
you,
old picture?
You
no,
put up your pictures, but she's got the old picture and
oh,
the
right.
New.
Well, I gave all that stuff over to Gabe, the AE for All Natural Stone.
Shame. In Dublin.
And it's now up on the website. So
That
was the start of the...
So you can go to radioalice.com and there must be a
the
gallery.
Pictures, right.
And then I guess...
And it's not done yet. So for those of you who look at it and go, well, the floor... Nothing's done.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt
there's
that
pieces in there.
Be Kirk, the Kirk Adney is the guy who does is doing the work.
Shame.
All natural stone, right. But all natural stone is the ones that gave me the stuff.
Right.
I don't doubt that Kirk's going to go through and look at everything that's been done and maybe even end up redoing. You know what I mean? He's like that
He's
guy.
He's that guy.
That, and I want him to be that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, sure. You want it to look.
Perfect.
Kitchens are expensive.
It's expensive.
And they are a huge part of the resale value of your home. And you want that thing to be perfect. You don't want to go, I can live with that. You know what? The next person might not be able to.
The work is it's hard work.
Yeah.
It's careful work. Mm-hmm. It's meticulous work. Mm-hmm. I want him to do him. And the sink's not coming for 2 more weeks anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So geez. Let him.
Throw in a
whatever.
Temporary.
Listen, you know what I did yesterday?
All right,
I left here. I went surfing. I had the best afternoon. It was dreamy out there. Again, another green water. Nice warm sunshine.
I mean, I swear to God, it hit 80 at my house again yesterday.
There are like 4 of us out there. None of us know each other, but I'm like, yeah, dude, go. You know, like you're just
sure.
So
you're
happy.
All in it.
Go, dude. Having the time of my life.
Just great.
Spent 2 hours in the water.
Your dad have a good day at school?
Yes.
Great.
I got home. Then the chaos started, but that's just, you know.
No, that's life.
I
that's family
myself
life.
Right into that, didn't I? Each time the missus said, you know what we should do? I went...
Whatever,
man.
Long, slow walk, but somehow you find yourself there.
Whatever. I keep getting told, happy wife, happy life. You want another? Here's another kid. Yeah. God.
She wasn't even your wife at that point.
Here's some more stuff. What else do you want? A kitchen? You got it. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
You know what? He talks a big game, but there's a part of him that absolutely loves every second of this.
What?
You heard me.
Don't tell me.
Look at him
me.
With his smile on his face.
Anyway.
Check us out at RadioAls.com/watch.
Don't you
Vaughn's
look
capturing
at
every moment of this.
Vaughn doesn't even want you to watch. He's like, don't watch.
Vaughn is not like that.
Anyway.
He just shook his head to me.
Right. Watch.
No, he's saying, no, I want you to watch.
By the way, Vaughn has a gig tonight.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing, Giggy? Vaughn-y?
is it Friday? I thought it was Friday. No?
I don't know. I just guessed.
I think it's Friday and Sunday.
Oh, all right. Well, here he is to do a plug. Big plug, everybody. Hi, Vaughn.
Hey,
you look off race car-y.
Race car-y, that's
right. I love checkers.
He's got you. Like a little checkered shirt on. It's cute.
You know, for Willie T. Ribs.
Oh, what's that?
Willie T. Ribs was the first black race car driver to...
You really wore that as a race car shirt?
I didn't, but it just made sense.
Oh. Have you been following his post for Black History Month? Like... every day I'm like, let's take a look at this. This is amazing. I'm like learning so much from you this
Me
month.
Me too. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a documentary on Netflix called Uppity. And that's about Willie T. Ribs. I just learned about him this month. So,
all right.
Willie T. Ribs.
Willie
Tell me
T.
all
Ribs.
About him.
Learn about him.
Okay. Race car driver.
race car driver. Indy 500. He's the first black guy.
Willie was a race car driver.
To qualify for the Indy. So
I started
huge.
That Ford versus Ferrari. You know that movie?
Yeah.
I just got bored with it pretty quick. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
No, like kind of like, maybe I'll come back to this.
I haven't seen that. I did see Parasite, though. Really good.
You liked it?
Amazing.
Really?
Really amazing.
As good as everyone's saying.
As good as
well,
everyone says.
Well, I like it.
Says.
You know me. I don't like a lot of stuff.
I think you'll like it.
Okay.
I think you'll like
it. I got to watch
it. It's not scary. It's
I like scary.
But have you sitting there like, how? You
know,
the entire
really?
Time. Yeah.
Really? Is it a true story?
I don't think so.
Oh, I like scary stuff. It's true.
I would hope not.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. All right.
Sure.
Anyway,
when's your gig?
Anyways, gig is tomorrow.
Okay.
Valentine's Day.
But hey, thank
Ooh,
you for
Valentine's
the early
Day, yeah.
Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day burlesque show. So come on out if you're single or a couple. Couples are definitely invited to our bungalow of love for sure.
But it is a singles mingle if everybody wants that too.
Definitely, all definitely. Right. You know, so I'll be
Where
there,
is it?
Single at the Skylark Bar on 16th and Valencia.
So that's your regular gig now.
Regular gig.
Every Friday.
That's right.
You're
most
doing
Fridays.
You're DJing most Fridays, yeah. DJing the burlesque show.
That's right. That's right.
Are any dancers there? Catch your attention?
Well, Honey Bunny's the one, you know. Oh. She's the host and she gives all the soireness to make it beautifully sexy.
Oh, my God. You worked nice that in.
Well done, buddy. did you watch Survivor last night?
The first half.
Oh.
I missed it last
missed the
night.
The whole thing?
Well, no. I got home late from the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the missus went, and then there was stuff. And then finally I sit down.
And you want to go to bed.
I ate, and I'm not even going to try tonight. So I went to bed, got up early, mm-hmm. put it on. Mm-hmm. It was so neat to see. Many of them I still don't recognize.
Agreed.
So, and even the ones.
I sort of started to get the gist. Have you watched it all the seasons?
Most of the seasons,
yeah,
you know, but this season seems really neat though, with the coins and the return of the Island of Extinction.
Yes,
you know, that's going to be great.
I know.
I didn't even get that far. I saw my guy Yule.
I'm gonna try to catch up.
Crushed it.
Yule, by the way, is reaching out to us. So
oh, great!
We're gonna try to get him. In
Yule, come on in.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That dude
He reached out to us?
His wife did, and so we have the contact. And
Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yule won his first challenge,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that was great. I don't know if you're not into Survivor. I'm sorry, but we are.
Too bad for you.
I thought it was great because here are all these people who are even caught. I mean, I think, was it Wendell who said, I'm up here with all these, what word did he use?
Legends.
Heroes or legends, and yeah, I'm legends. Like, that's a big word for...
Right.
I mean, it's a neat game, but, you know, legend?
Well, within the game,
okay,
they
sure,
are the legends.
Right, but I sort of went, oh, God, are we going to now? And then he brings out champagne. I'm like, okay, this season's effed. And then it wasn't. They went right into a challenge, and he goes, someone's going home. And I went, now that's how you play.
I want to say both those challenges were ridiculously difficult.
Yeah. Mm.
They were, and I was actually...
Both. I only saw the one, but whatever.
So. No, there's... Oh, so you...
I just saw the water one right away.
Yep.
I saw Yule.
You
got to
go back. Just go back and... I'm not... I don't really want to say too much about it because...
You should.
I don't want to because I want you to watch it. We'll talk extensively about it tomorrow. Maria from Napa wrote in, of course.
All right.
So I've got a whole breakdown from her. And have you watched the whole thing? You haven't either.
Just
so
the first half.
You guys go
just
back and watch half. It because I actually almost just spit a spoiler out of my mouth.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
I like it.
Oh, no.
Spit it.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not doing that. No,
I know who went home first, but aside from
that.
Oh,
you do? Who?
Yeah. I can't tell you.
I
oh,
actually,
come on. I'll look it up.
She's one of my favorite players.
Yeah. Oh, she.
And,
there's a hint.
Man, that chick is strong.
Yeah.
Like, did you see her swimming in that first challenge? I was like, go, fish.
Seriously. Yeah, she was out. She was out there.
Yeah. And I will say this.
And then she got punted?
Well... I swear to God, I didn't know what was going to happen in either tribal council. Like I went, I was like, I have no idea who's going home. They're doing a really good job.
Yeah, I will say, Boston Rob is playing the game mentally.
Player
already.
Is playing.
I love
he's
that Boston
unbelievable.
Rob steps up for his first challenge, and I'm like, yeah, Dad bod, yes.
Oh, that's bigger than,
me.
I
that
actually
is
think,
incredible.
I think he put weight on for this.
He might have, but
because,
he was chubby the whole. The whole season last. So he's been, I think he's just, he's got four kids.
Yeah.
And I can't find time with two. So what's he doing?
I don't know. John thinks he had a facelift. Thinks he had a little something done. He goes, well, oh, look at the way his face looks a little
tweaked. The lady,
tweaked.
I remember the lady who was into football because I think she was a radio broadcaster in Kansas City.
Oh.
I think. And there she was in the football jersey and man, her
Danny.
Lips. Whatever her name is.
She's very pretty, but she's also had a bunch of work done. Decent, though. It's not
lips.
As bad as...
What?
It's not as bad as some people I've seen.
All right.
I mean, I had to look to be like, did she get stuff done? I shouldn't judge people for that.
I know.
You know what bums me out? I actually have some... I have girlfriends who I'm like, why did you do that? Like, it just... You're in the tribe now. Like, don't do it.
This girl right here?
Yeah, that's the girl. Is that the girl?
Yeah, that's the girl.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, she's
beautiful.
Doing her lips now.
Go back and find her on her original season, or is that her on her? Some of them look. I'll tell you something, Parvati. I freaking love that girl.
She, you know why?
Because
she's really
dead.
Is.
She's hot ass Danielle incarnate.
A dead ringer for hot ass.
Her
Danielle.
Voice, her smile.
It's the eye, the glimmer eyes, in the eye.
I freaking love her. I just love her, and I love that she and Boston Rob have got a little something-something.
So it seems like a Survivor recap on Fridays would be great, because it airs on Wednesday late, you know? So we probably all watch
listen,
it on Thursday.
Listen to our producer.
Well, I'm just
our
thinking,
producer, Bryn,
I do
full
wanna,
of ideas.
I do want to jump in on and join you guys and know what you're talking about.
So you'll watch it if you watch it on Thursday?
Because it's late. 8 o'clock is ridiculous
it is
for
late.
Us.
Well, and
you
mean,
get the early
I
feed,
get an
so
early
good
feed,
for you.
So I don't even remember how we did. Oh, I know how, because we used to work for CBS. Right. I managed to finagle that. Yeah, so listen. Let's do that. Let's do so that everybody today can catch up.
Right.
People.
Fast forward through the commercials and all
yep,
that.
Fast forward through everything, tape it, and yeah, we'll do it. So we'll do an extensive one on Fridays.
Okay, good.
All right, so back to the where we started. Vaughn has a gig tonight at the Skylark Bar.
That's right, Skylark Bar, 16th Street in Valencia, down the Mission area here in SF.
Valentine's Day show.
That's right, come on out.
Get you got some Saturday, too? One.
Sunday.
I don't. Sunday, I think it's a private event, I'm not sure.
Sunday?
But it's a,
you have to work in the morning.
It's a kid's thing.
So. Oh, a kid. Oh, so it's,
oh,
yeah, it's a little festival. Yeah.
What do you got? A side job as a clown? You go into
exactly,
like.
Exactly.
You're going to yuck it up with the kids?
Yep. Going a little clown nose.
All right. So we'll have Vaughn come on and help us recap tomorrow. So keep notes, you guys. Take notes.
Gotcha.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Because I thought of it when we were, you know, busting the tribe or whatever you were.
Yeah,
whatever you call it. Do you have the story about Ashley Judd in your pile?
No, she's a victim. Hardcore.
Well, so check this out. And I don't know if you want to go find the story.
No, just go ahead. Tell me the story.
I'm reading the story where she's showed up to support...
The Harvey Weinstein victims?
No. This was like some political thing. Mm. And there was a picture of her. I think it was Warren.
Oh, well,
she was
okay.
Supporting Warren. And so Warren, you know... tweets a picture of her saying, hey, she's here to, you know, show support. And she doesn't look right.
Right.
Period. She just doesn't.
No.
And so people start going, oh my God, what'd you do to her? And her response was, I'm on prednisone, which is a steroid.
Oh.
And this has changed my look. And and then she goes on a rant about how women are defined by their looks and that people feel so. And on one hand, I was like, you're a movie star. Of course people are into your looks. That's the deal.
Yeah.
You didn't get that job because you were butt ugly. You got it because you're drop dead gorgeous
mm-hmm.
and talented and all the other
sure,
stuff.
Sure, I'm sure.
But
that's
I mean,
also
but
true.
But looks are part of what people are in Hollywood for.
Right.
It's how that happens.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry that it's so surface and shallow. That's how it is.
Right. But I did feel bad though because yep. there's someone who I don't know why she's on it. I do know that it's something they've not threatened, but suggested may be needed for my kid. And we've been like, steroids, oh no. And for a kid who's growing, it's really bad.
Right.
She's a grown woman, obviously. So, but it's bloated her face out.
Yeah.
And that's why she looks.
Let me see the picture.
Look at her.
Okay. Well, listen, though. Here's the thing. It might have bloated her face out a little bit, but there's also a sugar honey iced tea load of work happening there.
Why you always got to go there?
Well, you know what I'm
with
saying.
The S word, right. Well.
Honestly, they should just allow that.
Anyway, I don't know. I didn't bother to listen to her speech there, but I did see what she'd written back to people, and I just thought, oh, man, it's such a tear.
Well, look, you know, the thing is, too, that we all get old, and it is hard to be a woman because it's like I think about Madonna all the time. I've said this 50 million times. She's damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. People will be like, ah, she's so old and used up. Ah, she's done so much work. Like, where is she supposed to draw the line?
I think also, I've mentioned this before, I think the part of the big tear is, as you start to get good at your craft, you're falling apart physically.
Yeah.
So it takes time to get good at what you do, whatever that is, sing, right. Entertain, dance. Meanwhile, you're aging.
Yep.
And so just as you're really coming into your own probably at a certain craft,
you're in the prime of your life, but your face is falling
but
off.
But you don't look like you did, and you're right. not getting the parts that you would hope to, and so you right. do surgery to try and, you know, find that middle, I guess, right?
I still say we need actresses who look old when they get old so that they can play the role of older people. A very underrepresented segment of the population. Is it? It's not really, is it?
I don't know.
I feel like it's getting away from us. I think a little something here and there is one thing, but the way people are just butchering up their faces, and these are the people, you know, you see the decent jobs. Like some of these people, Sandra Bullock, she's doing some decent work. She's clearly looking tweaked. There are people who are getting good work done, and then there are people out there in the world, just regular people who are like, oh, I think I need to do that, and then they come back, and I'm like, not that I know any of these people. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell have you
listen,
done?
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Done?
You think it's weird. It's become regular that people do Botox.
Listen, a little Botox, no problem.
I'm
these
just telling you.
And shots and all this stuff that people are doing to their faces and the little tweak. They think they're a little tweak, but they're.
Every time I hear someone say, my response, her? Like, you're just a person. Why are you doing that?
Right. But it's offered. It's affordable and it's widely available. Right. Little Botox I can see. That wears off. Some of this other stuff, yikes, what have you done?
I don't know.
Just don't do it. Oh, my God. There's... You're perfect just the way you are. Like, try to, you know, have your inner beauty shine through.
Ashley
Maybe you don't
Judd
have any of that.
Did look different, didn't she?
Well, listen, and if that's prednisone, fine. But she, even before the prednisone, she's
she'd
sliced
hit it pretty
her face
hard,
up.
Right?
Yeah. Yikes. Jeez, a Lou. All right, everyone, listen. We're going to have an incredible day today.
And if you're on your way to your plastic surgery appointment,
turn the F around.
No, what? I was going to say it'll be fine.
No, it's not
going
to
be
fine.
Tasteful. They'll do a good job.
All right.
You won't be a victim or in the tribe.
Oh, boy.
You'll be fine.
And to your face, your friends will be like, you look amazing. That took 10 years off you.
Right.
God, what has she done?
Don't do that.
Just give it a couple weeks. It'll settle down.
Yeah. I try to be non-judgmental about it, but I'm like, what?
You're not trying very hard.
I've tried. I realize that today I'm really going off on it, but, you know, I'm surrounded by it. My God. And it makes me feel like I should do it. And then I'm like, Zara, you can't, don't do it. I want to look in the mirror and see all. I mean, I've heard every one of these lines.
Keeping them.
Yeah, I'm keeping them.
Oh, all right.
This I'd like to get rid of right
well,
there.
Well, see, there you
see?
Go.
Well, that guy could do that with a little Botox, couldn't I?
What are you pointing at?
My giant crease between my eyes.
Yeah, I don't really notice that until
really?
You really, until you squint. Like,
and now, see, it's still
bad.
There.
Yeah, you're insane.
All right, whatever. I'm going to go get Botox and cortisone injections and get my face jacked up.
Why are people putting cortisone in their face?
Isn't that what they put in the lips or something?
No, collagen. Collagen.
Yeah, that's
cortisone's
what I mean.
Cortisone's what I got on my shoulder.
Well, it'll make my face stop hurting everyone. All right, KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I was starting to say it's going to be the best day ever.
It is.
Better than yesterday? Yesterday was
it's gonna be.
A freaking great day. Well, let's find out. It's already the best week ever. It's Thursday. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.